Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
From Philippe and Arsenal's troubles to Tiger Woods and Lawrence Donegan, who's on the line. Evening, Lawrence.
How are you doing there, Joe?
So Tiger Woods, we saw last night, was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Woods came out and said alcohol not involved. And the breath test suggests there was no alcohol involved. It seems he was taking prescribed medication and reacted quite badly to it. And based on the mugshot and the police report, was in pretty bad shape at 3 a.m.
That mugshot will, it's kind of sad, isn't it, in many ways. That mugshot will be forever there. We were talking about it earlier on today. You know, why did the police in the States release these mugshots if not to humiliate people? There's that. But the initial report, and Joe, worth pointing out, that TMZ had this initial report. TMZ is one of the, kind of leading the charge back in 2010 when Tiger got all sorts of bother. And they put out a report yesterday, which was full of, he was arrogant when stopped by the cops. Mm. He was driving all over the road. The cops smelled alcohol in his breath. And lo and behold, the full police report comes out today, and none of that is true. He was parked at the side of the road. He was actually asleep behind the wheel of the car. I mean, the engine was on. There was no alcohol, and he blew 0.000 on the blood alcohol test. It all comes down to that mugshot, which is quite one of the saddest images I think we see this year. And to me, you can interpret it in any way you want, but to me, there's the kind of sadness of it. And to me, it just looks like a guy who has lost. And that's, given what's happened over the last few years, that's probably perfectly understandable.
That exactly ties in with our interpretation here, that this is just becoming a desperately sad situation. Tiger Woods' personal life, his golf game. Just a perfect storm. And I think it's worth mentioning that TMZ story, actually.
It really is.
Because there's a sense that Woods, anything sticks, they can throw anything at him. And the police report, when you read it, he was obviously in a bad way, but there was no question of his attitude being off, and he was trying to cooperate with police. This is a guy who took some prescribed medication. He's just had surgery, and he reacted badly to it. Now, he should have known better to get in the car, one presumes. But, the reports, the sense that he was out drinking and out of control and didn't give a damn about drunk driving is just totally unfair.
Oh, there is that, but of course, the lie is halfway around the world before the truth has got its trousers on, you know. So that defined the story straight away. But clearly there is, as you say, Joe, this is a guy whose personal life has kind of crumbled over the last few years. He divorced. Not to intrude on the private family matters, but I believe him and his former wife got on pretty well. Pretty amicable solution with looking after the two kids. But his golf game is completely gone. And this is a guy who is defined by his kind of sport and brilliance, and it's all gone.
Yeah.
And he's looking for things to fill the void. It's not an unfamiliar story. It's just that this story has to be lived out in the full glare of, the public gaze. It's all really, really sad.
Yeah. One word, and I don't want to overly interpret one word, but one word which caught my eye was Nota Begay, who is very friendly with Woods and is almost like a spokesperson for Woods in some senses in his work with the Golf Channel. And he was saying that he hoped for, quote, changes, which would now occur within Woods' lifestyle. Those changes could mean anything. As much as anything, it could mean Woods trying to develop a life outside of golf, because all the books we've seen, the little genuine insights we've seen into his life, it seems like a pretty lonely existence a lot of the time.
It really is. Just to let people know, Begay was a former PGA Tour player. Him and Tiger were at Stanford together, but they knew each other on the junior golf circuit back in California. And Begay, over the years, he has spoken, pretty bluntly about his own kind of problems with alcohol, and he really has kind of straightened his way out. He's a great guy, Begay, and a great friend to Tiger Woods through the years. And for Begay to go, public and say that, he's hoping for changes, there clearly is something, something up.
Mm.
But if you're Tiger, what do you do? You can't just disappear and, you take a guy like Michael Jordan, who is kind of reinvented himself post-basketball career. You would hope that Woods would would be able to do something like that. But the problem, or the difference between Jordan and Woods, that Woods has never, Jordan has always been a pretty open guy. When Jordan was at the height of his career, he was very open with the press. He was pretty straightforward with the press. No doubt he had his demons. No doubt he had his secrets. But Tiger has never been like that. He's always been much more, you know, essentially brought up as an only child. Golf is a pretty solitary sport. And he's a much less outgoing and social figure than Michael Jordan. So he has, you know, he can't fall back on a much lighter personality. It's really tough to see what happens for him. And you know, for every note, Note Begay is notable because he's one of Tiger's few very very close friends. And you hope again through the years. If you look at Tiger Woods. I don't think he's always had the best advice. You know, the people around him, the business people around him, I don't think they've handled him the right way, and they've kind of encouraged his propensity to secrecy and to, you know, closing himself off from the world. And you know, you look at him now at the age of 41 or whatever it is, 40, and he's very closed off, and he's kind of unknown and unknowable. It's hard to see where he goes from here.
Yeah, and we've had this weird period where he's been trying to become more outgoing, and we saw it at the Ryder Cup, and he's done interviews, and other players have talked about a friendlier Woods. I suppose what we're looking at with Woods here is there going to be an incredible third act, joyous kind of final act for him? And this DUI situation almost copper fastens a sense of negativity. The one interesting thing which has also happened, and I suppose it ties in with the prescription drugs he was taking, is that he ultimately has gone for a back fusion. And you mentioned the word fusion. That's scary. That's fairly desperate. But plenty have done it. Like Davis Love III, Retief Goosen, Lee Trevino, others. Davis Love III was very optimistic about Woods' chances on the back of this surgery. And Woods himself, in his statement, seemed to suggest it was the first time in years and years that his nerves haven't been exposed and that he hasn't been in a lot of pain. And that is the one little bit of hope hanging over this whole situation. I suspect you're not overly hopeful given recent surgeries, but this fusion they're trying to paint is slightly different.
Well, Davis Love won on the PGA Tour at the age of 51, post-op.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not impossible.
It was in his neck is the only thing, whereas this fusion is in Woods' lower back. You suspect the demands are different on the neck and the lower back, but it still did the job for him.
But I think that it kind of goes deeper than this, and I think this has been a sense that's been kicking. Hank Haney wrote about this in his book, The Big Miss, back in 2010, I think it came out. But he wrote about Tiger slightly falling out of love of golf in 2006, 2007,
yeah,
when he was still at his peak. And, you overlay these physical problems with this sense that, you know, Tiger maybe fell out of love with golf a long time ago, and you just wonder if, you know, he has a commitment. I mean, he says he does. He says he is absolutely committed. I mean, he released a statement on his blog a couple of weeks ago or last week sometime saying, you know, he's fully committed to playing professional golf again. But you just have to wonder if, you know, if he has a love, if he has a desire. I mean, there's a kind of thought around the world of professional golf that there are only so many golf swings in any man's body or any woman's body. And, you know, your Tiger was playing golf at a very intense level from a very, very early age. And there's maybe just, you know, there's only so many golf swings in Tiger Woods' body, and that he reached that limit, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And you just wonder, even if the physical side of it, you know, holds up for him, you just wonder if the mental side is there to take him back to even to a level that Davis Love reached, you know, post-operation.
Yeah, Haney talks in that book about as Woods' obsession with the Navy SEALs developed, just sitting down with him and saying, "What the hell are you doing?" And he couldn't, could not seem to get through to him. So, I think the latest is Woods has got, he can't twist his back for 4 to 6 months. So, I mean, this season's already a write-off. So, we'll probably be talking again January when he's out in the Middle East and wondering if Woods is back. We'll be having that old conversation again. That seems to be where we are. But the mugshot will endure.
Absolutely, and you know, if people, I mean, I really do recommend that Haney book to people. It's a pretty good read. But there's also a great piece on, you can find it anywhere if you search for Wright Thompson. ESPN wrote an incredible piece about Tiger Woods and his obsession with the whole Navy SEALs thing. His father was a Navy SEAL, and you know, that seemed to increase at the time when his interest in golf seemed to be diminishing. It's as I say, I just wonder if it's much, you
deeper.
Know, he's essentially fallen out of golf, out of love with golf.
Yeah. Very interesting as always. Thanks a million, Lawrence.
All the best, Joe.
Lawrence Dunningham there. And yeah, we'd echo that. That Wright Thompson piece, if you haven't read it, is just must-read stuff and gives you a real sense of Woods and his journey. And who knows where he's going. We're about done for this evening. Tom Dunn Show is on the way. We are back tomorrow with a full show from 7 to 9 and we'll talk to you then. Good luck. Give my ball and a yard of grass. I'll give you a move for the perfect pass. Give my ball and a yard of spice. He'll give you a move with godly grace. Rat, tat, tat.